Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Pei Dalet, mitzvah 384, as we continue in Parshas Bahaloscha, mitzvah number 5, the final mitzvah in Parshas Bahaloscha, after the four mitzvahs related to Pesach Sheni that we just finished. Now we are up to the mitzvah of blowing chatzotzros. Says the Torah in Parshas Bahaloscha and Perek Yud, Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Leimar, Hashem says to Moshe, Asei lecha shtei chatzotzros kesef miksha ta'ase osam. Make for yourself two chatzotzros, trumpets of silver, miksha ta'ase osam. Make them as one unit. Take a piece of silver and chisel it out. And what will be the purpose for these chatzotzros? So a number of purposes are listed in the Torah. V'hayu l'cha l'mikro ha'edo l'maseh samachados. To call the camp together. V'saku bohem v'no'edu elecha. They'll all come Pesach ha'amoed. Different ways for the Eidah to know why they're being called together. Are they going to travel? Are they being given a shear? All different messages given. Truest, tkiyas. The Torah goes through all the details. But that is all part of the mitzvah. Uvenei Aaron ha'kohanim. Yisku b'chatzotzros. The Kohanim will be the ones, as the Chinuch will tell us, that will blow the chatzotzros. V'hayu lochem l'chukas olam l'daros eichem. All of that is seemingly number one. The reason to blow chatzotzros is to gather the camp in order to get together. Fascinatingly, that's not part of the mitzvah d'oraisa though. The postgim and the Rishonim quote a second and a third reason. The first one might have been just temporary. That's why it's not counted as a mitzvah zeh daraisa. The first purpose, because Bnei Yisrael are not being gathered anymore by chatzotzros, even with the sirens that we have on Erev Shabbos in various communities. But that's not part of the mitzvah zeh daraisa. But the psukim continue. V'chi savu milchama ba'artzachem, when there is war. Chas v'shalom in your land. Al atzara atzawer eschem v'harei osam b'chatzotzros. When there is a time of calamity, milchama, blow chatzotzros. V'niskartem l'fnei Hashem alokechem. You all shall be remembered in front of Hashem. V'noshatem yoyvechem. And then you will be saved. And the Torah continues. Uv'yom sebchaschem v'moadechem v'rashi chatzechem. On Rosh Chodesh, Yantif, usakatem b'chatzotzros. Then you blow chatzotzros. Al oloseichem yalzivchei shalmeichem. When you bring karbanis. V'hayu lechem lezikaron lifnei elokechem ani Hashem elokechem. So here we have two more reasons given for chatzotzros. These are the two reasons quoted by the Rambam and by the Chinuch. By both of them, it uses a lashon of zikaron. It says, first, at a time of war, v'nizkartem lefnei Hashem elokechem, and then, by the karbanos, v'hayu lochem l'zikaron lefnei elokechem. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Now, the mitzvah saseh is twofold. L'skoa b'chatzotzros b'mikdash b'chol yom b'akriv kol karban. Number one, to blow chatzotzros every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. Chatzotzros were blown b'akriv kol karban, when every karban was brought. So the footnotes, they point out here, this is lav dafka. Not every karban got chatzotzros, but the karban tamid and the karban musaf, right? Certain karbanos each day had chatzotzros that were blown. Ukimochein bishas hatzaros. And also, the Torah spoke about milchama, but it really is generalized to any ace tzara. Any ace tzara that is a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa to blow trumpets. Shene emar, as the two psukim say that we just read, v'chisavo milchama v'chulu, v'kasav acharav gamkein, uv'yom sebchaschem v'vodechem, uv'rashi chachechem. On these days, you shall, when you bring your karbanis, you shall blow chatzotzros. Afal pi, says the Chinuch, shehizir akasav b'yom simcho moed v'rosh chodesh. And even though the Torah only says on special days there are chatzotzros, slav dafka on yantif and rosh chodesh, the b'chol yom hayutoken b'mikdash b'chatzotzros ala karban. Really, it's every day whenever the karban tamid and the karban musav and other karbanos were brought. V'chein mevor b'Rosh Hashanah, also in Rosh Hashanah, it's clear that every day there is a mitzvah of chatzotzros. He quotes the Gemara, which we're not going to go through, but skip a couple of lines, five lines for the bottom. Lamanu b'chol makom, we learn, de b'chol Hashanah kula, klomar b'chol yom v'yom, ika chatzotzros b'mikdash. Every single day, part of the avoda is to blow trumpets. V'yomer v'zechas arachin b'perek sheni ein pochzin me'asrim v'achas tkiya b'mikdash v'lo mosifin al arba mishmona. There were between 21 and 48 sounds every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. The busiest day, the chatzotzros, when there was 48, that was on an Erev Pesach, the fell of Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos during Chol HaMoed Sukkos. There, there were extra chatzosros, because Erev Shabbos, there were extra chatzosros, in terms of stopping people from work. The Gemara describes it in the second parak in Shabbos. And, since it was Sukkos, they were doing Nisach HaMayim, pouring the water. Every day in the Beis HaMikdash, they poured wine, Nisach HaYayin. But Nisach HaMayim took place only 7 days the entire year, accompanied with chatzosros. That's why the busiest day regarding trumpets in the Beis HaMikdash was Erev Shabbos in the middle of Sukkos. Good, so this is the mitzvah. The Magen Mishnah asks a very strong question on the Chinuch, who is paralleling the Rambam. The Rambam, as we mentioned, talks about this mitzvah in two different places. He talks about it in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, where the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel, Halacha Hei, B'yemei HaMoados Kulam, Uvarashi Chadashim, Hayu Akonim Tokim B'chatzosros, B'shas HaKarban, whenever B'shas HaKarban they blew, V'halaviyim Omrim Shira, V'chulu. And he talks about it, right, like the first part, that the Chinuch said, in terms of blowing chatzosros. But then the Rambam talks about it as well, in the beginning of Hilchos Ta'anis, where the Rambam says, Mitzvahs asei achas, there is one mitzvah. In the Koteret, the Rambam writes, Lizok lefnei Hashem b'chalei sarah v'gadola, shelo tabo ala tzibur. We have to scream at Hashem through tefillah and through chatzotzros. Then the Rambam writes, Mitzvahs asei min haTorah, lizok ulaharia b'chatzotzros, to scream out to Hashem and to blow chatzotzros, al kol tzara shetabo ala tzibur, on any tzara that befalls the tzibur. Klomar, it quotes the pasuk in Baloscha, kol davar sheyetza lachem, kagon b'tzores, v'devre, v'arbe, any type of plague. The Torah says milchama, but any type of plague one would have to cry for, when there's famine, when there's locusts, v'chulu. And the Rambam continues, well-known Rambam, v'davar zeh midarkei hatshuvah, crying and blowing shofar to Hashem at a time of tzaris is midarkei hatshuvah, shevizman, shetavot tzara, v'yizaku aleha, v'yariu. When there are tzaris in the world, and we cry out to Hashem, that will help instill in us the feeling that everything is connected to us, our actions, and will motivate us for tshuva. If something happens in the world, and we say, oh, it just happens, things just happen in the world, there's no manhig, there's no balabira, says the Rambam, that is a reflection of a lack of recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in charge. Things just happen in the world. There are tragedies, there are natural disasters. Says the Rambam, everything in the world is for us. Chavetz Chaim spoke about, right, a famous letter that Chavetz Chaim has, spoke about an earthquake that happened in the Far East. And he spoke, thousands of people died. He said it has to do with Klal Yisrael. It has to do that we have to do tshuva. But Sarazu Nikra Nikres, if somebody says things just happen, says the Rambam, Harezu Derech Achzarias, this is brazenness, the Goremis Lahem Lidavik B'maseim HaRoim, and it causes them to ignore such signs, causes a person to remain in his ways which are distant from Hashem. The Magen Mishnah there points out that the Rambam, based on this pasuk, quotes two ideas. Number one, blowing shofar at a time of, blowing chatzotzros at a time of tzaros, and number two, blowing chatzotzros on yantif, b'shas HaKarban. Ask the Magen Mishnah, why isn't this two mitzvahs? Why is this only one mitzvah? It's two different ideas. There are so many other, by Pesach Sheni, we just had four mitzvahs of Pesach Sheni, right? We had 10 mitzvahs of Nazir. You couldn't do two for chatzotzros. What are they both the same mitzvah for? Says the first Magen Mishnah, right here at Tainios. V'tamani, lama. Shari, there's even two psukim. Right, the psukim that we read before. You want to say you can't learn two things after the same pasuk? This pasuk tests where he says v'hariyose b'chatzosros v'diskartu b'fnei Hashem alokeichem, and then the next pasuk usachad b'chatzosros alaloseichem v'zivchei shalmeichem. I have no idea, says the Magen Mishnah, why the Rambam counts as one big mitzvah. They're even kind of opposite. Time of a karban, we're on top of the world, we're in the Beis Hamikdash, and then on top of tzaris, on top of difficulties. The Niresha Daito, says the Magen Mishnah, it appears, Shahamitzvah hi achas klalis. Litkoa bachatzosros b'mikdash b'eis hakarbanus b'eis hatzaris. He doesn't really answer the question. He kind of just like repeats it. He says, it's seen from the Rambam that it's one mitzvah, to blow chatzosros at a time of tzaris and in the base of mikdash. Vein roi lemnosa b'shtei mitzvahs. V'od tzarich iyun. So he's saying something, but it's a little difficult to know. What does he mean? So two ideas, maybe, to help explain the Rambam. One could say, just al derech drush, api musar, and that is, the pasuk says it. The pasuk says both of these are about v'nizkartem lefnei Hashem elokeichem, about bringing myself close to Hashem at a time when I want to bring my close to Hashem, at certain times. And those certain times could be on a yantif, or when I'm in the Beis Hamikdash and I'm bringing a karbon. There's more Ashras Ashkin in this spot than anywhere in the world. This is an opportunity. Every day. Again, I'm sorry, I apologize, getting over this cough. Every day in the Beis HaMikdash is an opportunity, see, to bring myself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be remembered in front of Hashem. The shofar, we mentioned in other contexts, a shofar or a chatzosros is a sound without words. It's just the guttural sound that's coming out from a human being where we kind of tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you fill in the blank, you know what's good for me. I'm just connecting to you through this tefillah without words. So we use the opportunity every day in the Beis HaMikdash on one extreme or on the other extreme at a time of tzaras. At a time when there's danger by Shas Melchama, Shas Dever. But both, the Torah uses almost the same words by each of them. So the mitzvah is Bloi Chatzosros, to bring yourself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be remembered in front of Hashem. That has two applications. B'shas Karbanos and B'shas Atzaris, but it's really one root idea. That's one idea. If you look in the Chizkuni, Chizkuni has another idea. Very different idea. And the Rav Yochanan Fishel Perlau, in his commentary on Rav Sadia Gaon, points to this Chizkuni. And he says, he found an Achron, first, that says this, and he says, oh, I found it in the Chizkuni. He quotes the Sefer, let me just see if I need to see the name of the Sefer here, Sefer Yesod Mora. He quotes this answer from it. He says, no, it's the Chizkuni. Chizkuni says, we use the same vehicle in the Beis HaMikdash and at war times. Why? Because when we blow at war time, says the Chizkuni, we want Hashem to remember the Zechuyos of the Karbanos. It's really one idea. Hashem, remember us, B'shas Tzaras? What do you mean remember? What Zechuyos do you have? Remember the Karbanos that we bring in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's one mitzvah. Because it's really the same exact idea, the same Zikaron. We want to be remembered through the Karbanos. And that's what we blow using the same mechanism. Mevuar, I'll read you the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni says, Usakatem b'chatzosros, kidei sheyishmeu Yisrael v'yedu, ki akarbanos krevim v'yachavnu libam l'shamayim. V'hayu lachem l'zikaron at the end, sheharei b'yom simchaschem dahainu b'moadechem, usakatem alolosechem, ukeshetizkeru v'tariu l'milchama, yizkar lachem z'chus akarbanos, v'no shantem. So you blow at a time of war so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Karbanos. So it's really, that's why it's one mitzvah. Because we all, when we bring the Karbanos, that's actually the actual Zechus. But even at a time of tragedy, we blow to remind Hashem that He should save us B'Zechus HaKarbanos. This is even more brought home in that Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about Chatzosros. We'll talk about Bizman Hazeh. In Chelek Aleph Simin Kuf Samach Tes. The Rav Moshe talks about the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham notes in the beginning of Simin Tuf Kuf Ayin Vav. Why don't we do this today? Why don't we just say, Baruch Hashem, today is pouring in Eretz Yisrael. But let's say there's a year when we fast because of the rain, and there's a fast, and we call it fasting. We don't have Chatzosros. Why don't we do this Mitzvah Bizman Hazeh? It's the Magen Avraham's question. Why don't we do this Mitzvah Bizman Hazeh? So the Prima Gadim says, well, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so why don't we do it in Eretz Yisrael? Prima Gadim says, because right, it ain't Tainus Sibur Barat B'chutz Laretz. Okay, but we don't do it in Eretz Yisrael either. Says the Mishnah Berurah, other Achronim, in the beginning of Tuf Kufayin Vav, maybe it's only by Etzar that affects all of Klal Yisrael, or most of Klal Yisrael. That's when you blow the Chatzosros. Okay, there are some times it could be, but that could be an answer, because Klal Yisrael, once we're spread out throughout Galus, maybe that explains why we don't do it. Says Rav Moshe here in a tshuva from 1953, I have a different reason, because Chatzotzros, the same Chatzotzros that are used during war, are the ones that are used by Karbanos. You have to use the same ones! You can't make different ones. You have to use the same ones, so we don't have the ones that are used for Karbanos. So if we don't have the ones for Karbanos, that's why we don't. It fits beautifully, though, to the Chizkuni, because the point is we want to be mazgir. We want to be ma'orer, the zikaron of the Karbanos, when we blow b'shas milchama, b'shas saris. Says Rav Moshe, you have to use the exact same ones. Says Rav Moshe, l'chein mefarsh avi a mitzvah ma'lasos b'chatzosos shetziv sasora lasos shubemelo mitzvah achas kol ma'ashe token b'hen v'ulai zeo kabanas ha-Magen Mishnah. Maybe this is what the Magen Mishnah means. Sha'a mitzvah hi achas klolis l'skor b'chatzosos b'mikdash b'eis ha-karbanos u'b'eis ha-tzaris bein b'mikdash bein b'gvulim. So says Rav Moshe, you have to use the same ones. That's why you don't have a Bizman Hazeh, because we don't have a Chatzosros. Even if we make Chatzosros today, they weren't the ones used by the Karbanos, and therefore there wouldn't be any reason for us to blow. So just in terms of them, once Rav Moshe brought up that issue of Bizman Hazeh, the Prima Gadim gives an answer, the Rav Moshe gives that answer. There is another answer given, actually, by the Aruch HaShulchan, why this mitzvah is not used Bizman Hazeh. There, again, in Tav Kuf Ayin Vav, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the context for the chatzotzros, for the trumpets, at a Shasaris does not exist anymore. Because we used to blow them during Shemona Esrei. The Mishnayos and Tainus describe the extra brachos that we used to say on a fast day when we used to fast for the rain. After each of those brachos, just like we do on Rosh Hashanah, after Malchus Achronos Hashofros we blow. So that's what they used to do on a Tainus. They used to blow at the end of each bracha. So the context of the Chatzotros we don't do anymore. We don't say those extra brachos on a fast day. So Memela, the context falls away. So that's why we don't do the mitzvah. Lamad Radome. If we wouldn't say Shemona Esrei Bizman Hazeh, so we wouldn't do Berachas Kohanim. Because Berachas Kohanim requires the context of Avoda. So we have Avoda, so that's why we do Berachas Kohanim. But here, because there's no context, Vinir Delokashamidi says the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, we only did it. Let me just find it. What about Bizman Hazeh? He says, no problem. He says, because we don't say the brachas. He says it right here in the beginning of Tav Kuf Ayin Vav. We don't have the brachas Bizman Hazeh, and therefore the whole chiyuv falls away. Okay, that's a couple of issues, but again, that answers why the Rambam counts it as one and not two. Either they're both about the Zikaron Lifnei Hashem, the same Lashon used, and the other point is that maybe they're connected to each other, says the Chizkuni. Okay, we go weiter. Mishar Shia Mitzvah, what's the Shorish, one of the Hashkafas behind the Mitzvah is Lefi. There's one word that we could summarize the entire paragraph with, and that is Kavana. As human beings, we need external stimuli to awaken us, to help us focus. We need that. That's the type of bria that we are. So a chatzotzros, when somebody blows, we wake up. We focus. That helps us, as many talk about by the shofar. The mitzvah of chatzotzros, by the way, if you remember the Gemara's in Rosh Hashanah, you have shofars on the side, chatzotzros in the middle. But says the Sefer HaChinuch, Lefisha b'shasa karbon, ha-yutzrichin l'chavin daitam yafeh, at a time of a karbon, you have to have proper kavana. As we know, much of Mesechus Zvachim and Menachos is about improper kavanos that the Kohanim might have, that others might have. So you have to have special kavana, focus, b'shasa karbon. We have chatzosos, b'shasa the karbon, so that it helps the Kohanim focus. V'gamkein, sorach ha-karbon kavana shleima, l'frei adon ha-kol, shetz hivanu Allah, v'chulu. And also, at a time of tzaris. V'lachein, skip two lines, nitztavinu b'tzkiyas chatzosos, b'itim eile, at these times, l'fi she'adam mioso bal chomer. Man who is a physical being, tzarech is or is gadol al dvarim. We need external stimuli to help us feel things. Ki teva mi b'li meyer yamod ki yashen. If we just go through life, we're going to be sleepwalking, says the chinuch. V'yein dabar yo'oreruhu kamo kolos hanigun. Right, why is there lahavdil? Why is there psych-up music played at a game before the game starts? You got to get into it. You got to get psyched. You got to get focused, right? All these athletes have their routine, the different music they need to listen to in order to help them focus to get ready. That's the Zohar Chatzotzros. Our Chatzotzros help us focus both B'shas Karban and B'shas Saras. There's an amazing Chazal. Chazal tell us that every generation had to make their own Chatzotzros. Yeshua ben Nun had to use different Chatzotzros than Moshe used. Every generation. All the other Kalim are passed down from generation to generation. Chatzotzros are different. Why? So many of the Bali Musar, Kamosi Shalarav quotes this, and others quote it, I think the Agdal Torah quotes it, because every generation needs their own awakeners. Every generation gets awakened. What you worked 100 years ago to awaken the masses is not going to work Bizman Hazeh, right? Every generation needs their own ma'orim, their own alarm clocks, and therefore, that's why, as a symbol of that, every generation has to come up with their own their own chatzotzros. Weiter, skipping the next paragraph. The next paragraph just talks about it has to be made out of silver. V'doheges mitzvah zu bizman habayis. This mitzvah applies bizman hamigdash. Again, that was the Magen Avraham's question. Why not today? But bizman hamigdash bekohanim sha'aleihem hamitzvah tkua b'chatzosros, says the chinuch, the kohanim blow the chatzosros. Not the levium, even though the levium are the musicians in the migdash. But the mitzvah asay of chatzosros, that is specifically the kohanim. As it says, as the pasuk says, uvenei aron ha-kohanim yisku b'chatzosros. Ay, v'shema tomah. You think it's the Levium? He says, no, ain't okay. He goes to Mishnah in Tamid, which Kemat says in Mefurish that the Kohanim are the ones that blow. And again, as the Chinuch says, every day is the mitzvah, not just on the days of the Chagim and the Rosh Chodesh, as the Psukim say. If the Chinuch ends off at the end, if the Kohanim go one day, one Karban, or one Shas Sara without blowing Chatzosros, then they are violate and a mavatel the mitzvah sase. The mavatel the mitzvah sase if they didn't blow chatzosros. Menachas Chinuch has a couple of important ha'aris. First of all, Oz Gimel, interestingly, he asks, nowhere is it clear if a Kohen Balmum is allowed to blow chatzosros. Right? A Balmum can't do most avodos. But a Balmum is allowed to check the wood to see if it's wormy or not. Could a Balmum blow chatzosros? So that is unclear, says the Menachas Chinuch. He says, it appears, it's a machlokes in the Sifri. The Rambam doesn't say a word. Rabbi Akiva holds their pasul, and therefore I would assume, lahalacha, they would be pasul. And he says, if that's true, lachore, it would be the same thing on a fast day. On a fast day, lachore, you have to have Kohanim also. Bishas Sara, it's the same mitzvah say. So Kohanim also, and lachore, not Baalei. Not Bali Mumin. That is his suggestion. He also talks about in Ostes a fascinating question, and that is, we discussed already two mitzvahs that have to do with sounds. Shofar. We discussed, actually the mitzvah of shofar is going to come up later on in the Torah, but we've discussed the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, and we discussed in Bahar the shofar of Yom Kippur of Yovel. Rosh Hashanah, we paskin, the mitzvah is the one of Shmiah shofar. By Yovel, Rosh Hashanah of Yovel, the mitzvah is one of Tikiya Shofar. So the Minchas Chinuch and Ostes wonders, what about this mitzvah, Chatzosros? Of course there's a mitzvah to blow. Is there also a mitzvah for me to hear the Chatzosros? Is there such a mitzvah? Vitzarech Iyan, he does not know. Im kol Yisrael b'mikdash, o petanios, mechuyavim kol echa l'shmo alo, the mitzvah rak l'shmoa. So he has that question, which he does not answer. Good. One final point before we conclude, and that is, just to keep in mind, there is a well-known Ramban that learned something out based on our Pasuk. Right? Our Pasuk, the Ramban holds, again, remember the famous Lachlokes Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah say to daven every single day. Right? We didn't get to that mitzvah yet. Every single day of our life we have to daven. The Ramban argues. Ramban says, no, maybe it's a Rabbanan. But Midoraisa says there's no mitzvah to daven every day except Eis Sara. Eis Sara is the mitzvah to daven every single day. Where does he get that from? This pasuk, the mitzvah of Chatzosros, the Ramban counts as part of the mitzvah is tefillah to Chatzosros be'Eis Sara, but also tefillah be'Eis Sara. That's the Ramban in his comments on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos Asei Hey, not in the Hosafos, just on the Rambam. He says Davka. So the Rambam and the Chinuch don't mention it, but that's another part of the mitzvah. Tefillah be'Esara, the Ramban counts, that is tefillah d'oraisa according to him. Okay, this is Chatzosos, Baruch Hashem. Finished Bahaloscha, the five mitzvahs of Bahaloscha. Be'ez Hashem, coming up, starting next time, we get into the two mitzvos, Asay and one Losa Asay, a Parsha Shlach. Now we're in a bunch after Sefer Vayikra, where we had many in every Parsha. We have a couple of Parshias here with just a few of them in every Parsha. Okay, we'll stop here.